Are you ready to stop riding the emotional elevator of life? Are you ready to learn how to elevate your emotions that keep you psychologically traumatized or in an addictive behavior? You are in the right place. Here is your host, Sandy Bird, trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach of the Emotional Elevator Show.
Well, welcome on this wonderful evening. I'm just going to take a moment. I am Sandy Bird. I am the host of Emotional Elevator on Inspired Choices Network. I'm just going to take a moment to kind of get you to settle in, because tonight's topic is all about passion and purpose. And that's a big topic these days. Purpose. What is your purpose in life? Are you living your life purposefully? And a lot of what I talk about is passion. Are you living with passion in life? What brings passion in your life? Because sometimes when we have a lot of trauma, we forget about what the child wanted us to do for our lives. So what I'm going to ask is that we just take a moment to take a couple of good deep breaths in and exhale and breathe in and exhale and breathe in and exhale. So like I said, I am Sandy Bird, the host of Emotional Elevator on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm kind of looking down because I make sure I cover tonight's topics, which are passion plus purpose. Do they go together? Do they not go together? So I asked a couple of questions for my show tonight. What are you passionate about in your life? Can you turn your passion into your purpose? Do you feel you're living your life's purpose? And how do you incorporate passion in your life? When I say live your life's purpose with passion, what do I mean? Does living your life's purpose mean you have to change your whole life? Because that has been the biggest thing that has been for my life. And that's what I like to coach middle life women on. Because we think having kids, being that great wife, that we have lived our passion or what our purpose is in life, but have we really? And do we think that because we've done that, that life is over sometimes, midlife? And sometimes that's where that midlife crisis comes, but that's going to be a whole nother topic. Because what I really want to dive in is to that passion and purpose. So think about when everyone says, are you living your purpose? Because you hear this all when you get into these healing journeys and all when people talk about when you were a kid, you knew what you were supposed to do. Did you follow that? So I think a lot about that because I think, well, I don't remember a lot of my childhood because of my trauma. So I've been thinking a lot about that. That has been something where I've done hypnosis, I've done my breath work, I've done all of that to go back to that, to ask, what was my purpose in life? What was it that my purpose was in life? What is it as a kid that I thought was going to bring other people passion? And what was I always passionate about in life? And I realized I've still been living it. And when we talk about, are you living your purposeful life, does it mean that you need to change everything about your life? No, not necessarily. Because when we sit down and we write a resume of our job qualifications, do it for your life. This is one of the biggest techniques I ask clients of mine to say, if you were writing a resume for your life and all that you've done in your life, write it as if you're applying for a job to be you. And that is a big thing. And that's what I started doing for myself. And that was something I journaled on. So if I was me, what are all my qualifications? Now, I have a coach and we used to have evidence lists. But then when I started telling people, write a resume for your life. Because resumes, do we say all the weaknesses or do we highlight the positives? or the strengths. We highlight the strengths. So as I'm saying this, think about that. Take a moment, if you want, put in your phone, write it down, write a resume for your life. And think about how you write a resume for applying for a job. Do you write down weaknesses? Well, I'm not good at typing. No, I am proficient at typing. So think about your life in that way. But think about the passions and your purpose. And remember as a child, what was it you wanted to do? And are you doing it? Because that's been a big thing for me a week ago. Of course, if this ends up being a replay at some point, a week ago, I was in Kenya and I was doing a wheelchair distribution for a nonprofit that I'm a part of, Share the Love. And they came up, one of the girls in the group came up with a humanitarian adventures, because not only did we go into a third world country and people who were privileged to get a wheelchair, we also went on amazing safaris. So we helped amazing people, from children to 100-year-old people, get their first wheelchairs. And when I mean it is impactful, what I saw and experienced, it was impactful. But then I sat back and I would journal about what was my passion. And I've been doing this a lot recently. And what is my purpose? So when I was a kid, when everyone said, what do you want to be when you grow up? I would say, I want to help people. Well, what do you mean, Sandy? What do you mean by helping people? How do you want to help them? I don't know. I just want to help people. And I remember getting like not good grades on that, because I always said I wanted to help people. Well, how are you going to make money doing that? I don't care. I just want to help people. I was that kid that's what I want to say. Why do I need to sit here and tell you how I want to help people when I don't even know, because I was like in second grade or third grade or fourth grade, maybe even middle school. But I knew I wanted to help people. And when we talk about like coaching and jobs and managers, well, what type of manager? What type of coach? What type of this? Because they're broad. But when you're a kid, you don't understand that maybe what you're saying is broad, but you're still going to live that purpose. So like I said, when I was a kid, I said, I want to help people. And I am helping people. I have always volunteered for a nonprofit that I've been passionate with. I've always done fundraisers for nonprofits. I have sat now on a board of a nonprofit. I'm joining more nonprofits because my goal is to help people. And yes, that is part of my purpose. And then I sat there and I said, all my jobs, I've helped people. I've done things like human resources. I've been a manager. I've been a customer service manager. I have actually led so many of the community connections. So I would help them with nonprofits and stuff. And when I was a kid, Jerry Lewis Telethon, I was on it almost every year for raising money or going and talking on TV about my age and how I was raising money. So I always was involved and I still am. So I am living my purpose. I am living my purpose. But then I realized my passion. So I've already spoken about this. I was sort of the class clown in school because I always wanted people to be happy and be joyful in life. And I was always the kid that, you know, would just dance and have a good time. And I always wanted people, if they're laughing at me, nobody else is laughing at them. Or if I can poke fun at myself, then nobody's going to poke fun at them. And that's the way I've always been. And I realized in the last year, I've done a little bit of comedy before. kind of got deterred from it because how am I going to make money? Well, let's just say, how am I going to make money? Steve Harvey is one of the most well-known comedians who has made millions. But I allowed outside sources to tell me I will never be successful. But now I realize maybe that never was what my purpose was supposed to be. Maybe my purpose was supposed to be laughter yoga. So I'm living that. I am sitting there doing one of the passions I had in life was to make people laugh, to bring joy to people's life. And I do it through my laughter yoga. So I am living a little bit of my passion. I've also always, yes, I was in dance class, but, and it's funny because I think about this with my daughter with yoga, is when we would do dance class and we had to tap, I'd be doing my own tap rhythm because that was just something that I enjoyed to do. And I realized I wasn't supposed to dance in a conforming, and I don't really like to use that word, but in a conforming way, but I like to dance to bring joy to people's lives. So I helped a band. I choreographed a band, but I also was all the time in my late teens and early 20s, was always put up on stage to dance. Or if you went to a club and there was a cage, hey, put her in the cage. Boy, that sounds bad. But I always did that. And I didn't care how I was dancing. I just danced freely. And it was what everybody wanted to see. So when I sit back and I think about that child, and I said, what do I want to do in my life? I want to bring joy to people. I want to make sure that I help people. And I've done that. But I've also had corporate jobs. And in the same sense that I think about my management years, I was always the jokester and I was always the one that got in there. And, you know, I was that manager that said, no one will respect you until they see you do the job that nobody wants to do. And that's something I totally still believe in. And nobody is going to respect you either if you can't make fun at yourself in front of others who feel like others are making fun of them. And that's the way I've always lived my life. And I realized that I am living my purposeful and my passionate life. But I did decide to make changes and become a coach. And I specialize, of course, in trauma, coaching those that have gone through severe trauma like I've gone through to get back to that point in their life where they are living with passion and they are living with purpose. Because think about all the jobs out there. If you as a kid said, oh, I want to clean up after people. Well, what do you mean when you want to clean up after people? Maybe that means you're supposed to be a maid. There's nothing wrong with that. You're cleaning up after people. You could be, I want to own a company where I'm cleaning up after people, or I just want to clean up after people. That was your purpose in life. And if someone asked you, well, why do you want to do that? Because I want people to feel clean and good about themselves. You're living your purpose. Doesn't mean you have to go and clean up people's lives. No, you're living your purpose. And that's where being on this journey, as everyone likes to say, the healing journey, or being at this part in my life and saying, oh, I never lived my purpose in life. I absolutely have. And when people say, oh, start living your purpose, we think we need to redesign our lives. That's not necessarily true. Because there's so many things out there that we're doing where we are being passionate and we are having purpose in life. So that's what tonight's topic is about, passion plus purpose. And you can incorporate that in anything you do in your life. Anything you do in your life, from relationships to your job to anything. is just be passionate. What brings you passion? And purposeful in what it is you do. Because that's all. Are you living your life's purpose is about? Because most of us don't realize we've been living our life's purpose all along. We just were broad on what we were saying. But when you incorporate passion into what your purpose is, that's the real game changer. Because you can live a purposeful life, but are you passionate about it? Are you really passionate about it? So it is time for our first break. And when I come back, dive more into that. Passion plus purpose and living a purposeful life filled with passion. So you're joining me, Sandy Bird, on Emotional Elevator at the Inspired Choices Network. And reach out to me. I have two email addresses out there, sandy@emotionalelevator.com or sandybirdcoach@gmail.com. I have a website. I can send you a connection call that we can just have a conversation. Get started on having a conversation on any of the topics that I talk about on this podcast. But we're going to go to our break. And thank you for joining me tonight.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back. Well, I've been talking about passion and purpose. And are you living your purpose in life? And are you living with passion in your life? What does passion mean? A lot of times when we think of passion, we think of romance, we think of that butterflies and all that. Well, that's what it is. But what brings you joy? What can you do to fill your cup up every day? And if your cup's full, are you sharing your cup with others? Or are you keeping it to yourself? Because when we were children, before anything, before the criticisms, before the judgments, before the everything got piled on, social, family, all of that got piled on us, we were living as children with passions. Some of us like to play outside with no shoes on. Some of us like to run through the fields. Some of us like to walk around barefoot. Some of us like to hug trees. Some of us like to chase the butterflies. And some of us just like to sit in the mud. But it brought joy to us. It brought that passion to us. And a lot of times we cloud ourselves up and disassociate ourselves from that child. And we don't realize that we are still sometimes having that passion. We just don't exude it out. Because thinking about over the last couple of months, years even, the things that brought me passion, I was that child. Would walk around barefoot, would, roll around in the mud, would just chase the butterflies, have conversation with the animals. Still willing to do that. I lost sight of that because, oh, that's weird. That's different. Oh, you're a girl. You can't do that. But now I realize I've been doing it all along. And in some respects, I was using other people to do it with. What I mean by that is being a mother of three children that didn't mind rolling in the mud, getting dirty, playing sports, going barefoot. Yes, my daughter would love to come on here and tell you I would not allow her to go barefoot because I was not allowed to go barefoot. But I did get to live that passion through them. And now that I'm an empty nester, I get to do it myself, my own, on my own. And it's very invigorating to do it in front of other people that are like, wow, I wish I could do that. You can. And sometimes you do, and you don't realize you're doing it. Because a lot of people are living some passion in their life, but they're not realizing that they're still involving other people when they're living in that passion. Like I said, when I was a child, and I can remember these conversations. I would be at sleepovers or in the class, and I would say something funny and people would laugh. And I still do that. I would just, to get the topic changed. Laughter yoga, I do that. Or when I'm places and music comes on, and that was last week because I wasn't in my own house and I couldn't do dance parties with myself. So we would be out there and I'd be, and everyone's like, I'm going to dance regardless. Then, if a song would come on and I would just sing it because that brings passion. It brings joy to other people too. So I am living passion in my life. And when we think about passion, think about those butterflies. What brings you those butterfly feelings in your life? Besides, it should be your own self every day. But think about some of the things you do. Helping others bring butterflies to you? Do you get excited no matter what you do in your life, whether it's a relationship, whether it's your job? Are there days where you get excited? Because that's what living your purpose is. It's about having that excitement in your life. And it doesn't mean, oh my gosh, Sandy said to go quit my job and become this life coach. That might not be what your purpose is. But let's say you love math. And to do math is so exciting for you. And oh gosh, to figure out that whole equation. Maybe you're supposed to be an accountant. Maybe you're just supposed to be figuring out, finding a problem and solving it. That could be your purpose in life. We think about all of these, are you living your life's purpose? And people are out there going, I don't think I've been. But when we can sit in the moment and remember, do I have days when I'm waking up and excited? That doesn't mean every day. But when you bring your passion into your purpose, those days can happen more frequently. So if, like I say, your passion is to bring joy to other people, or my purpose is to help people, how am I going to do that? Doesn't necessarily mean that you're helping people, no matter what your job is. Even if I was a mailman, the trash man, a maid, a stockbroker, financial advisor, a doctor, a lawyer, a vet, I'm helping people. So when I think back to the conversation as a kid, I'm just going to grow up and I'm going to help the world and I'm going to solve the world's problems and I'm going to help everybody and I want to help everybody. I'm doing that. I'm doing it in my own aspect of life. But on the same sense, when I was passionate, I remember being a kid and I said, I just want everyone to feel loved. I want everyone to have joy. And I was that love child that I just want everyone to feel love. And I want everyone to laugh and be happy, even when I wasn't. But that's why I volunteer. And like I said in the first part of it, when I started, say I was 5 years old, maybe six, every Labor Day weekend, when Jerry Lewis Telethon, I was raising money probably in the beginning of August. And every time I'd end up on TV for raising some of the most money for my age, just representing and being on there and saying, do it for Jerry. And I just remember, it wasn't necessarily about being in the spotlight, but it was knowing that I can make a difference. And I'm still doing that. And just having that passion to do that. Because most of us, and I talk a lot about self-love, like you got to have self-love and put yourself first. But when it comes to my passion isn't about putting myself first. It's about putting the others first that can't put themselves first. So, yes, I do a lot of self-love for myself and take time for myself and work with clients and talk all about self-love. But at the same time, I'm doing that, I self-love, take care of myself so I can do what is purposeful in my life and what brings passion. And that's helping those that can't put themselves first. It's helping those that can't self-love themselves. It's helping those that don't have a voice to speak for themselves. And I realized in the last month, in the last week, that that is being purposeful in life, that I can still be selfish and have self-love for myself so that I can nourish those that can't self-love themselves or can't have a moment of selfishness because some of them don't have a voice. Some of them don't have anyone. They feel that they have no purpose in life. When they do, they just sorry, they might not be able to physically say it or might not be able to emotionally respond to that. Oh, sorry, I just scratched the mic. But that's what I mean by living passionate. Are you living passionate in your life? And are you being purposeful in your life? And what does it mean to bring passion into your purpose in life? Because we all, there's so many people out there that say, oh, I hate what I do. I hate my job, but don't want to make a change. But why not bring some passion into that job? Why not then bring passion into your life? What is it that you want to do? And like I've already said in the first part, write the resume for your life. Create a job of your life. Write down what the perfect job And I just say that literally job is of your life. If you were to describe a job for the life that you want, what would it be? And what I mean by that is not to sit at home and play video games, but maybe it could be to be able to have the freedom to mentally challenge my mind by gaming. I mean, I don't know what it is. And then write out that resume for that job. Because when I really took the time to do that, I realized I was living my life with passion and purpose, because the job description I have for my life, I'll come back and tell you what it is. But we are going to go on our second break. The time is flying, and I know you're getting value out of this, because a lot of people don't understand what passion is. A lot of people don't understand what purpose is, and how when we were kids, we basically probably had a broad description. And can you really look at your life and say, I am living my life with purpose? And am I living my life with that passion? So we're going to go on our next break. And of course, you're listening to me, Sandy Bird, on Emotional Elevator, on Inspired Choices Network, and reach out to me. Of course, we can have a connection conversation. You can reach out to me via email at sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Or at sandybirdcoach@gmail.com. That is my business email address. But if you just want to connect, you can also connect with me on all my social media platforms. But just so we can talk about any of the topics that I come in here and talk about. And I'm going to dive a little bit more into the people that I want to work with as well. And that is going to be you, especially if you want to figure out what brings you passion. What brings you passion? And are you really living your purposeful life? So let's go to that break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Sandy@EmotionalElevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back. I've been talking tonight about passion plus purpose and talking a lot about that little kid when we were asked, what do we want to be when we grow up? And a lot of, you know, unless we said, I want to be a movie star, a quarterback, or something very specific, some of us said, I want to help people. And I realized in my life, I have been helping people my whole life. There was also a time where I wanted to be the first female referee for the NFL. And you know what? I didn't live that, but there is a female referee in the NFL. So it brings me passion to know that somebody did that. I put it out there and somebody else did it because I realized, was I saying that to be recognized for my brothers? Don't know. But anyway, but it's also living passion in your life and how to incorporate passion into your life because we all have passion. And a lot of our passions are joy, love, happiness. Joy, love, happiness. Yes. And putting smiles on other people's faces, lighting up a room. Like that's passion. When we think of attributes, think about self-confidence, self-worth, self-value, but when you're passionate. So I have been talking a lot in the first half of the show about writing a resume or putting a job posting for your life. What do you expect of your life? And then write a resume for it. And that has been one of the biggest techniques that I have worked with my clients on is if you were to post your life as a job, what would your requirements be? And then write the resume for the job posting for your life. So I'm going to go into detail with that. So when it comes to my life, what if I was to post my life for someone to take over for me? So that's how I want you to think about that. So think about that. If I were to decide to walk away from my life and I was posting my life, what would I describe that? How would I describe? So you post your life as if it's a job. So in my life, if I was posting my life as a job, someone who can bring laughter, singing, and dance, who can be a mother, a wife, a friend, and is willing to volunteer for organizations for those that do not have a voice or those that do not have mobility. This is just broad. I could go on a journal and really read, but then have subtopics like what are my attributes as a wife? Well, my attributes as a wife is loving, understanding, listener. Loving, understanding, listener, a companion, no comparisons, and equal. As a mom, compassionate, caring, but also, I just forgot the word I was looking for, but also as a mom, it's not just being compassionate. And being emotional with my children is also being a listener and also allowing the ability to make decisions for themselves, to cut the cord as a mom, to cut the cord. So now thinking about that, now you kind of like write the resume for it. I'm a woman who enjoys laughter yoga, enjoys dance parties, either by myself or in a group, doesn't mind singing off key in the car, in the grocery store. I am a loving wife who cares for my husband, also listens to him, is a great partner. Does not see either one of us as lesser or better than, but unequal. I'm a daughter-in-law that cares and compassionate. Like, there is things now, like I gave the job description and now I write down all the highlights in my life. And like helping others to laugh. Like, yeah, I'm a laughter yoga leader. I volunteer. I volunteer on a Chair of the Love, Race to Dinner, a local group that we're trying to revamp here in Richmond. I'm one of the coaches in that group. Like, there are so many things. A national speaker. There are so many things I can put down, but it's coming up with that. If you were to write your life as a job, write it, and then write the resume. And if there are certain things that you write that you would want people now look back and say, okay, am I really living that? And how can I live that? Because that's the biggest thing. We go out there and I'm a self-development coach as well. And when I've had many people come to me to ask me, how come you write the best applications or the best resumes? And we here to talk to you about doing interviews. Because there's certain techniques, and that's one of them. You've got to apply yourself to your own life and what brings you passion. And are you living your purpose? Are you living your purpose in life? And if your job isn't your purpose, then what else can you subsidize with your job to be purpose? Or is there another part in your job that can bring your purpose out? Here's one of the lessons that I learned in my life a few years ago. And I'd heard this for probably 55, 20 years, where when people tend to jump from job to job, it's because they really aren't living their purpose in life. And now that I've stepped away and started living what I felt was my purpose, now I sit there and I'm like, when I'm looking at public speaking or talking about running my business, I'm like, wait a minute. I did this. 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 So I was always living my purpose. I just didn't put the passion in it. So now that I'm putting the passion and the purpose together, everything is falling into place, but it's also being very passionate in my life and realizing that having passion for others and myself is more rewarding in life. I'm sorry, I'm about to start coughing again. But what is it that brings joy to your life? What is it that brings passion to your life? Do you even know what you said when you were that little kid? Have you clouded it with everything? Because we all have things in life that brings us passion. And sometimes it's not the same things as I've said. Joy, love, and happiness. Some people it's not. Some people it's just being kind to others. Picking others up, lifting people up. Well, there are certain things out there that does that. To be a good leader is a passion. Because I can speak for my husband when you would ask him what brings him passion in life, that I'm a great leader, that my skills save people's lives. And I'm like, that right there is awesome because he is a great leader. I've always been a good leader. And it's not what has brought me passion. Yeah, I can help others as being a leader, but what brings me passion is to see the joy, see the spirit within them. See the laughter. I can tell you many times, being in my role as a management, I would be the one on one of the local grocery stores where I live was the biggest one here. No other grocery stores made it in our town because of this one. And I remember being in the store day before Thanksgiving, I want to say, all lines, everyone's stressed. People are just, and I went down to the first person. I said, we're going to take a moment. We're going to do the wave. And I remember the manager going, what are you doing? And I'm like, do you not feel attention? So we did the wave. And all of a sudden, you saw other people going down aisles doing the wave. And we had a more older crowd at this store. And I remember a lady coming up to me. She was probably, I was in my 30s. She was probably in her 60s. And she said, that was great. And I said, what? And she said, that was great that you did that. And I was like, she goes, because people were just bickering and not happy. And you did that. And all of a sudden, people were talking to each other. She goes, it was like being at church on Sunday. And I was like, okay, I just got described as being at church on Sunday. But it was that. And then that day, I had cashiers that were high schoolers that were laughing and joking. And it was like, wow, we can take a moment to have joy. And there was even times in other places, restaurants that I manage, even other retail grocery stores that I've managed, where songs would come on and I'd be like, we would sing to it. And then all of a sudden you'd see everybody singing to it. And I realized I was living passion through all of that. That was being passionate and staying in what brought joy. So there are many different things that we're passionate in our life. Like I said, my husband is all about leading and keeping people safe. I know someone who their passion in life is for everyone to be a millionaire and to make money. And everyone who takes their class or comes in contact with them excel in life. I know other women that say their passion is to build other women up. I mean, there's so many things out there, and it's not just got to be love, joy, and happiness as your passion. But what is your passion? What was that passion that brings you joy? Some people say, oh, by saving people money. That's passion. So it's just doing the things that bring joy to your life and bring passion and purpose. Having that purpose in life is so valuable to just think about. Are you living a joyful life? And what is keeping you from that? Is it all those false beliefs and all the false things you tell yourself? Because if it's, well, I'm supposed to help people. My whole life, I've been helping people. My passion, I've been having people laugh. I've been having people sing. I've been having people dance in the middle of stores, in the middle of restaurants. But also, when I said I want to help people who don't have a voice, I never realized I've been doing that my whole life, speaking up for people, giving people a voice. As you know, I have been gang raped, but I've also been on the other side to help people who have molested to speak up that what they did was what happened to them. So realizing that my voice is supposed to help others to find their voice or to speak up for those that can't speak up for themselves. So that's what's living passion and purposeful. And now it is time for our last break because we only got a couple of minutes. And I know that a lot of you have questions about how do I find this out? How do I really know if I'm living my passionate plus my purpose? Or how do I bring passion back into my life? Or how do I really find out what my purpose was in life? Reach out to me at sandybirdcoach@gmail.com, sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Go to my website. We can have a connection call, because it's time for all of us to start living a life that brings us joy, because there's so many things happening. And after being in a third world country, and I realized that I've taken life for granted, I allowed my traumas to take my life for granted. I allowed so many outside false beliefs of myself to hold me back from living a life that I am proud of, that I am waking up every day with passion. Even when I'm sick, to wake up still feeling passionate about life. So we're going to go on our last break, because we're almost out of time. So let's go to that break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back. We only have a couple minutes left. We literally only have a couple minutes left. But I hope I got you thinking about passion and purpose. And what brings you passion, and what brings purpose to your life? And it doesn't have to be these big dramatic changes. It just means getting back to, what was it when you were a kid that you enjoyed doing? And, or it doesn't have to be as a kid. Some of us decide as we get older to recreate our lives. And what is it that brings passion? What is it that brings those butterflies within us? And how can we incorporate that? I keep hitting my mic, and I'm so sorry if y'all keep getting that bang. How do you incorporate that in your life on an everyday basis? And yes, I'm going to say this. Stuff happens every day. My life is not all about unicorns and rainbows. I've had some things happen every day in my life, but it's realizing that I'm meant to help others, and that I'm going to do things to also bring joy and happiness to them through laughter, song, and dance. So whenever anything ever happens that can be challenging to anyone, how can we flip it? What can I do to help them to feel like they have a voice, that they're being heard, but also that can have a moment for them just to let it go through laughter, song, or dance? So that's what tonight has all been about. And I'm sorry I'm stumbling. I'm still recovering from being sick, but having that passion and that purpose is what life is about. And that doesn't mean drastic changes. So reach out to me at sandybirdcoach@gmail.com, sandy@emotionalelevator.com, and let's have a connection call. Live passion with purpose.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, Start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.